are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at Lighthouse Chapel International Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
With your people singing praises, I'd love to stand and rejoice.
Well, we thank the Lord for another opportunity to hear and to do his word. Hallelujah. And today we want to go on to continue where we left off. Hopefully today we should be able to finish our subject on humility and pride. How to be humble as a child. How to be humble as a child. You know, there are so many things about pride that should scare you. Okay? And so many great things about humility that should attract you. Right? So, like we talked about, it's not a good thing to be proud. Let me give you one or two of these things. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23, a man's pride shall bring him low. Shall bring him low. But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. So, sometimes when you are brought low or you are demoted, it is not somebody who necessarily is doing it. It's you. In fact, your greatest enemy, if you have an enemy in yourself, is the greatest enemy. If there's something about you that is destroying you, there's no chance for you. So, if you have an opportunity to deal with yourself, it's the greatest opportunity before you deal with others. That's why Jesus Christ, once upon a time, he says that you, rather, why do you behold the moth that is in another person's eye, but you have forgotten about the log that is in your own eye? I mean, a moth is a small speck, a little particle of wood. I mean, which is more damaging, the log or the moth? So people who are moth spotters often don't do well because they are so busy spotting moths that the log is overlooked, and that destroys you. If a log comes at you, it can crush your head, give you head injury and death. But a moth, at least, you know, if it comes, it's in somebody's eye, fine. One of my eyes is not seen, but at least I have another eye. Okay, so a man's pride brings him low. A man's pride is your own. You see, it's your own. When somebody has an illness, you can run away from the illness. But when you have an illness, it's inside of you, an infection. Sometimes you see somebody has a common cold. Don't cough around here. Don't cough. But when you cover your mouth when you cough. But you, when you are coughing, you don't even have to cover your mouth because the thing is inside of you. You got it already. Pride is like that. It belongs to you. You own it. Bible calls it a man's pride. It's like when they say a man's car. Or when they say a man's child. In fact, no, even those ones are not good enough because a car is outside. Your child is outside. It's like a man's heart or a man's kidney. A man's liver. It's inside. Because pride is inside. You see? So when they say a man's pride shall bring him low, when your liver is bringing you down, beloved, unless they transplant the liver, you are a goner. It's a death sentence. So pride is like that. It's like a failing essential organ. Yeah. When you have pride, it's like you have heart failure. It's just a matter of time. Or liver failure. It's just a matter of time. You see? Because then it means you need a transplant. Today, God will transplant you in Jesus' name. God will give you a transplant in Jesus' name. Because that thing that's bringing you down suddenly will be changed to something that will bring you up. A man's pride shall bring him low. But honor means elevation, promotion. Honor means public acclaim of your goodness to a point where now we can promote you. But honor shall uphold, shall hold you up, uphold, hold you and sustain you up, shall uphold the humble in spirit. Your humility will uphold you in Jesus' name. So take ownership of humility and get rid of pride. Tell somebody, take ownership of humility. As a transplant replacement of that pride in Jesus' name. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So just for that reason alone, you should not want pride. And another thing is James chapter 4 and verse 6. Bible says, for he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Grace to the humble. So God fights or resists or opposes or, is against the proud. I think one of the things that you need to really work on, we all need to work on, is pride. Because, anything that makes God an opposition, you have to get rid of it. Even God says that if your eye is causing you to sin, get rid of it. It's better to go to heaven with one eye than to go to hell with both. Can you imagine if your eye, you have to pluck it out if it's causing you to sin? As for pride, it causes you to sin many times. So it's one of the things that you have to get rid of. Violently, aggressively. And you have to have a consistent fight against pride. I'm serious. And you have to have a consistent embrace of humility. Did I not say consistent? When I have an accent, you have a problem. When I take on another accent too, you have a problem. What can one do? Hey! Jesus, John the Baptist came not eating, and they say he has a demon. Jesus Christ came and he ate and he drank. They said, hey, a man gluttonous. Behold, a man gluttonous. A wine bibber. A friend of public of Republicans. Hey. Jesus came to you and said he's a Republican. A man, a friend of Republicans and sinners. So what shall we do? The Bible says wisdom is justified of her children. I'm trying to speak some small slangs. You are laughing at me. Okay. Now my local, I say, okay. Tell somebody consistently. Consistent. I'm not moved by your resistance. If God be for me, who can be against me? Come on now. Tell somebody, who is that? Who is resisting Pastor Slides? They didn't come to church. I said, there's one that I see here directly in front of me. She says she's a lady pastor too, so yo, I can't say anything bad. Clap for this lady pastor who's pretending she wasn't the one. So, ladies and gentlemen, so you can see that the Bible says he gives more grace. Where God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Grace means undeserved favor. Undeserved. And verse 10 of James 4, chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible also say that humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. There's another scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. But you see, so humble yourself is a do-it-yourself affair. It's not something that somebody does for you. You see, this is a transplant that God has given you the ability to do yourself. Self-transplantation. Tell somebody, self-transplantation. Tell somebody we are transplanting, we are removing pride and replacing with humility in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 5:5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Humility is a protection. Yeah, it protects you from being fired, protects you from staying in a marriage, protects you from offenses. Humility, Bible says, only by pride cometh contentions. Humility protects you from arguments. Humility protects you. It protects you. It's a cloak. It's a covering. It's a cloth of humility. Protects you from diseases, heart attack, migraines. When you're in arguing and in pride mode, your blood pressure even goes up. You can get a stroke. Pride can give you a stroke, you know. Pride can give you a heart attack, you know. Pride can give you sustained elevated blood pressure. Can give you migraines. Can give you anorexia, loss of appetite. Yeah. Can give you ulcers. Insomnia. You can't sleep. Okay, what is this? What does he mean by that word? A pride. You are sleeping because of that. You can lose a wife. You can lose your school. Can lose your job. All because of pride. It's not a good thing. So proud, you bank the door, and they say, okay, don't come back. Yeah, don't come back. Yeah. There's a certain lady in my church. She has been fired 3 times. Yeah. I mean, in my workplace. Recently, she walked up to me. You know, finally, she had some children, and she was struggling. We brought her back. She walked up to me and said, I realized that all those 3 times I could have prevented it. I said, but I told you. She said, it's true. You told me. Each of them, I remember what you said. This time, you don't have to tell me. I will tell myself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's called humbling yourself. When somebody humbles you, you are not safe. Yeah. When somebody humbles, yeah, like you're fighting your parent and then, or you're fighting the police and they put you in jail. It doesn't make you humble. But when you agree inside of you that I am proud, most proud people can't say I'm proud. Even that one tells you, I tell you, most people that say I'm very humble, they are very proud. For you to see that you are that good, you are just like the guy, the Pharisee who prayed. Bible says he prayed with himself. He prayed. His subject for pitching was not Jesus Christ. The Lord. No, it was himself. I am bringing myself. Can you see how good I am? In the name of me, give me a new car. In the name of my goodness, increase my church. In the name of my holiness, I deserve a virgin to marry. Yeah. That was that Pharisee. He said, I'm not like these others. Luke 18. He stood, the Bible says, Luke 18, 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Prayed with himself, pitched with himself. I'm holy, therefore I deserve a virgin. Holy, I deserve 3 children. I am holy. I've served you so much. So look, I'm only boys. Give me 3 girls. From now, no more boys. Otherwise, you don't appreciate my holiness. You prayed with yourself. He prayed with himself. I said, I thank thee that I am not like other men who are extortionists, unjust, adulterous, or even like this Republican or this publican. This publican. Clap for the publicans. But the publican, Bible says the publican down there in verse 15, he said that he could not as much or verse, he could not as much as, no, verse 40, he could not as much as even look up, lift up his head. And the publican, verse 13, standing afar off, would not lift so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And listen to the result in verse 14. Bible says, this publican went away justified. Verse 14, I tell you, when the Bible says, I tell you, means man, it's real. I emphasize it with of a truth. There's no doubt about this. I tell you, this publican man, those of you who don't want to become publicans, Republican, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, the Pharisee, who claimed, prayed with himself. This man didn't even have himself. Even his eyes, he couldn't pray with his eyes. Even his eyes couldn't look up. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased. And he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So anybody who can do this to yourself, yeah. For example, you are quarreling with somebody. Let's come to the child. Matthew chapter 18. So how to be humble like a child. Matthew chapter 18. And Bible says from verse 1. Matthew chapter 18 from verse number 1. And the same time, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom? Amplified. And then verse 2. And he called a little child to himself and put him in the midst of them and said, truly I say to you, unless you repent or change or turn about or be converted is a King James word, change, turn about, repent, be converted. When they say converted, it means that something you are not, you have to become it. Naomi, you have to be converted. When you see a convertible, what does it mean? It can be changed into half car or full car. It's a convertible. It's a convertible. So when you just go and cut off the top, you haven't got a convertible. It can change anyhow. But in this case, I think convertible means I can go to Pride, I can come to Emoji. You should just convert once and for all. You should not be called a convertible. You should convert and be that thing. Convert from pride to humility and just stay there. Not that I'll bring it back. If you come and fight me, my pride will come right now. I mean, what type of things? So unless you repent, turn about, change, convert, and become like little children, trusting, lowly, loving, forgiving, you can never, never enter the kingdom of heaven at all. Hey. I think there are a lot of things that we just take for granted. It's like, I'm born again, it's okay. I don't know whether there's salvation and there's entering of the kingdom. That one too is another story. You see? So, whatever the kingdom is, whether it's here or in heaven, I want to be part of it. Because there's kingdom on earth. You see that? We're walking, we're children of the kingdom. And it takes only humble people to operate in the kingdom. In the kingdom, citizenship is by conversion into childhood. Yeah, it's by conversion. Unless you are converted, you are not part of the kingdom. Whatever the kingdom, it must be a good thing. Because it goes on to say in verse 4, and later on you show me verse 10, whoever humbles himself, every place he said, do it yourself. 1 Peter 5:5, do it yourself. James 4:10, do it yourself. Right 1:2, Matthew 8, and also Luke chapter 18, 2, verse 14. Also do it yourself. You remember about the guy? Say, whosoever shall. And then here, Matthew 18, 4. Whoever will humble himself, therefore, and become like this little child, trusting, lowly, loving, forgiving, is greatest in the kingdom. You see that? So it looks like, greatness in the kingdom is associated with how convertible you can be. Now, verse 10 says something that's very interesting. Verse 10 of this same. Says that beware that you do not despise or feel scornful towards or think little of any of these little ones. Like, you know, when in your humility, many people will despise you and will say he's a fool. Don't worry. There's judgment for those people. Because sometimes when your husband is misbehaving and you want to be humble, to just say it's okay, I'll just forgive him. You let go, I won't argue. I won't resist. You look like a fool. Anybody who is like that, there's a special reward in the Bible for you. Yeah. And there's a special protection for you. Because sometimes that's the reason why it's hard to be humble. Yeah. Somebody slaps you. Man, come on. And all the people there saw that. You look weak. You look weak. The natural thing is not just to slap that, to give it. Not a backhand, a back heel. That shows you're strong. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes more strength, inner strength, to be humble than to be proud. Pride is the default setting of every human being because we have fallen. Yeah. It's natural. I mean, pride, to resist, to fight somebody back, to argue, is just natural. So anybody who says, "Meow, who do you think I am? Do you know who I am? I'm grown. I'm not a little child." That person is just natural. That person is not spiritual at all. It's base. It's just operating at default level. There's no application that has been changed. Nothing has been done. It's an effortless behavior. It's default. You haven't done anything. When a child poo-poos, it's just default setting. Poo-pooing. When a child wee-wee, it's just default setting. But you that are grown and mature, what do? You control your bladder. Yeah, you control. Even you, it's not poo-poo, but it's the other one that is not, you control it. That is not sin. You know, one time, one of my children, we're sitting there having a nice chat. The whole atmosphere changed. Smelling so bad. And then, usually, We took because the way my wife was sitting, I knew it wasn't her, and I knew it wasn't me. So we both knew that, you know, sometimes you can't quite tell the direction. Do you know that? No, you can tell the direction that the smell is coming from. So I saw that direction came from the kids. They were sitting on theirs, and it came forcefully. So I went straight to the direction and I asked one of my children, because I knew it was from him. I want to ask him, hey, are you the one who did it? Then this one said no, this one said no. Then instead of saying no, he said, oh, but I didn't hear it. He said, actually, daddy, I didn't hear it. It's me, but I didn't hear it. You know, sometimes it comes sound free. No sound. It's just that's the most powerful. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So, but they were babies. They were babies. They were. I will never forget that day. They were babies. You know, they have stopped doing those things. They were babies. But you see, what I'm trying to tell you is that when you're operating natural like that, you just no control. That's you're just not controlled. See, so when we humble ourselves, that is what shows effort. A plus for effort. God rewards the effort you're making to move from default setting, base setting, to upgrade. Yeah. When somebody can react and say, me, I don't tolerate nonsense, that, and he looks strong, that's the weakest person. He's the weakest. If that's you, you are the weakest. You are the weakest link among us. The strongest are the people that, okay, no problem. Yeah. God says, do not repay evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Yeah. When you go up, he says that vengeance is mine, I'll repay, saith the Lord. And even say, give place for my wrath. But let me go back to that verse 10 of Matthew chapter 18. He says that when you are, as we are trying to do it ourselves, I'm giving you something to encourage you, to strengthen you. When you get into the setting where your natural strength can actually deal with something out of pride, but you decide to go humble, you have a reward. Say, take heed that you do not despise any one of these. Oh, please, give me the Matthew, the Amplifier. Yeah. Take heed that you do not despise or feel scornful toward or think little of one of these little ones who humble themselves. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels are always in the presence of, and they look upon the face of my Father who is in heaven. Wow. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That must explain why he gives more grace to the humble. Because more angels are with God, talking about you, talking concerning your situation. Yeah. Yeah. That in heaven, their angels, anybody who humbles yourself to become like a child, and people scorn you, despise you, ridicule you, declare you as weak, bully you. They call it bullying, but you call it an upgrade. Call it humility. I am not talking about people cheating you, that they take your car and you not report to the police. That one is foolishness, outright foolishness. There's a scripture for you too. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, you steal my car, you will hear from the right quarters. No. That's not what I'm talking about. But where, you know, out of humility, you submit to authority, submit to your mother, you just let go, you forgive. Out of humility. It says your angels are always in the presence of God. It looks like there are some angels, they don't go to the presence of God because of our behavior. Yeah, when we become too proud, the angels, they don't go before God. So you don't get grace. Grace is supernatural help from angels, from God to you. Humility connects the angels faster and more consistently. Amen. Yeah. Ha, clap for the Lord Jesus. For I tell you that in heaven, the angels always, always are in the presence of If your father who feeds you is always in the presence of the president of the United States, and you want a visa, you think you're going to have a problem?
No.
That's grace. All you have to do is make a phone call. All you have to do is just say it. Always there in the presence of God. And they look upon the face of the Father who is in heaven. Your humility will bring you closer to God in Jesus' name. Amen. So we started, therefore, because it is a good thing to be humble like a child. Therefore, how do we do it practically? And that's when we started. Let me number the first five. The first way to be humble like a child is to do what? Seven. Oh, first way is what? If you are humble like a child, what do? You quickly forgive and forget. Yeah, forgiveness is a sign of humility. Unforgiveness is a sign of pride. Don't just shake your head. Decide to forgive. Amen. Some of you like shaking your head in church. It is a facade to cover up our pride. So shake your head, but shake your heart first. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Okay, so I like it when you shake your head. It just shows me that your heart is shaken. Your heart has been touched. Just everybody that do this. It's true. It's true. It's true. Oh, now. Oh, you won't do it because your heart is not shaking. All right, so number one is forgive and forget quickly. Anybody you don't speak to from today, speak to the person. Send a text and say, you know what? I know it's been a while since I just thought about you. You are in my prayers. God bless you. That's all. And pray for the person. Bible says, if your enemy asks you for drink, give. Ask you for food, give. For in so doing, you pile coals of fire upon his head. Don't go with that intention. Go. Oh, now that they are piling for, okay, I'll pray so that pile coals of fire will go on. Now you've converted from physical unforgiveness, you've entered into spiritual unforgiveness. Mercy. So that is one. A child forgives easily. Children, they will fight right now, and then you see them, they're hugging each other, they're sharing candy. And then you, the parent, you're angry. Look at that. Look at what you're doing. You made me go and fight with the father. Now you're praying. What do people think? They'll think I'm a fool. But they'll be playing. Be like a child. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Number two, when you're humble like a child, you sit quietly and can listen to instructions, teachings, and counsel. But when you grow up, I know what to do. Number three means when you are humble, you can learn new things. You see? But when you're old, it's different. Be old, but be young-hearted, young in spirit. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 13, that it is better. Better is a young child. It's a humble, a wise, poor and wise child than to be an old and a foolish king that can no longer be advised or admonished. Yeah. Poor and wise. Both, you see, poor, wise, young, but you're wise. Than to be an old and foolish king who can no longer be admonished. So you can be old, but you cannot be advised. You can be young. You can be old. Be old and be advisable or counselable, if there's a word like that. You can be. Look, most of my decisions come from my pastors to me. Yeah. Even marrying. Even coming here. Yeah. For example, Reverend Nee and Lady Pastor Patricia, they are being sent to go and start a church in Washington, D.C. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Washington State. Washington State. Washington State. Yeah. I mean, why are you quiet? Clap for the Lord Jesus. You may be the next to be sent in Jesus' name. Yeah. Lady Pastor Patricia is supposed to go tomorrow to look for a place. And then next month they will start. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Apostle Joel says, go and go. That's how I came here. I didn't like Memphis. Compare it to New York. I mean, come on now. Advisable. Yeah, don't buy car on credit. Okay, yes, sir. and I've seen the blessing. So what happens is when you're humble like a child, though you're old, you benefit so much from inputs. You, instead of operating one brain, which has sometimes got high fever, you operate about 7 brains, and many of the brains that you will access perhaps are better than you, especially when you're angry. They're not biased. They see things. You have to have people that can advise you. And most of us at this, our grown-up stage with gray hairs in our armpits, who can advise you? Even your parents, you advise them these days. So when you see the word of God coming to you, be humble. Somebody who can be counseled. Don't speak that way to your husband. Don't deny your husband food and food. Somebody say food and food. Internal food, external food. Yeah, and don't say that, Pastor, you don't understand, you know, what it takes to make food. I don't understand. I've been fed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So tell somebody, don't be. And we read in Job chapter 32 that the old people are not always wise. Old people are not always wise. Okay, so oldness does not mean wiseness, if there's a word like that. No. Look, Job 32 verse 8 says, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Then verse 9, great men are not always wise, neither does the aged understand judgment. Okay, sometimes you need help. Sometimes a little child can even advise you. Be a child. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And learn new things. Number 4, when you are humble like a child, you copy things easily. Copy things. You know, somebody's thing is working, copy it. Don't be too proud. I can't copy. You know, how did you do this? Okay, I don't know how to cook. How did you manage to cook all these things? When at the celebration hall in the Friends and Family Day, I saw you brought all this food. Wow. I've been wondering how to, can I come for you to teach me how to cook? That's humility. Yeah, that's humility. Hi, I like the way you dress. You know, just show me how you can make these combinations. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. I like the way you bring out scriptures. How do you memorize the scriptures? Teach me. It's nice. That's humility. I look at your children and the way they are behaving. I would like my children to be like that. How do you do it? Can I come? You know, can your children interact with my children? Or can I talk to you? Teach me how to. And that's humility. Yeah, right there. For example, on the 19th, God willing, we're going to have a seminar, Biblical Solutions to Challenge Parenting. Challenges in Parenting. Clap for that. Only the humble people will come. But I believe because you're humble, you'll be here.
Amen.
On a Saturday, invite people. All right, good. And then when you're humble like a child, you are not conscious of the wealth of others. That's the next one. And then the other one is, when you are conscious like a child, you are not conscious of people's nationalities and tribes and skin color. Yeah. Wealth, skin color. See, that wealth, skin color. And then the other thing that we added, when you are like a child, I will add that one. But look, when you talk about skin color, you talk about nationality, you talk about wealth, children, rich man's child, poor man's child, by our standards. They play together at the same level. They play with the same toys. Share my toy. Let's play. They all get dirty. Yeah. It's time to condescend to men of low estate. It's time to realize that in the kingdom, there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female, but we are all one in Christ. The world will always bring hierarchy and stratification. But in our minds, in humility, we must learn. Bible even says about God, God who distributes to all without partiality. There's no variableness, no shadow of turning. He distributes to all without partiality. All right? Now, when you are somebody who's very nationalistic and tribalistic, We can't deal with you. And coloristic. Yeah. Some of us, we are too aware of our blackness. But let me tell you something. Black is beautiful. It was not your doing. You didn't choose it. God chose the best color for you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Songs of Solomon chapter 1. The Bible says, I am black but comely. I believe in the color. And by the way, guys, this thing that we fight the whole world and an ideology about in the whole world on blacks, it will kill you one day if you don't take care. Yeah. Many people that are killed. I mean, blacks are killed and whites are killed. I understand by the police. But many times when the police stop you, because we are black, of course, people have given us stereotyped blacks. We understand that. But you don't use your life to change, and the ideology will not change. Don't use your life. Don't become aggressive. I'm going to fight the whole world's ideology because this is how. No. No. Martin Luther King has done it. You don't need to do it again. You don't need your blood. It won't change anything. He's changed a whole lot of things. Change people's mind one at a time by good behavior. By good behavior. Yeah, by good behavior. Yeah. Blacks are in highest offices, including the presidency. Accept that you're good. You don't need to speak it out in aggression. You just invite beatings and lockups in police prison. Some of us are too aware of our blackness. Even jobs, oh, I won't get it. You will get it in Jesus' name. Yeah. A child can walk in while we're having a service. He doesn't know that it's for adults. He'll walk in. He will walk in. Walk in front here and jump and jump. And no, it's not what I do in children's church. When I come here, that's what I'll do. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why I think that no matter what your color is, stand. When they stop you and they profile you, no problem. You profile the black people. But I want to show you that it's nothing about black or white. It's about behavior. It's not behavior you want. Yeah. You've stopped me. Okay, no problem. Don't say in your mind they stopped because I'm black. No. Well, they stopped you. Whatever you are doing wrong or right. Your hands on the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. When they come, windows down, you put windows down. Give me this, you do it. Just obey. You'll go away. Clap for the Lord. You will go away. If it is possible, even apologize. Me, when they stop me, the first thing I look is my speedometer. I mean my speed, what speed I'm running. And I look at the road, it's 65, but I'm going 80. I prepare my apology. Oh, yeah. Immediately, I got my hands on, bring down the window. The window is down. Sir, I was speeding, right? I'm so sorry. I am rushing to go to the hospital. I have not got a ticket. It's people like, you know them, who get tickets. I don't get. I'm rushing to pick up my child. I'm so sorry. I'm late. I need to get there. I'm humble like a child. He doesn't even see my color. He sees the thing, the good behavior, the talking. Yeah. And when they punish your child at school for misbehavior, don't go and say, because he's black. Shame on you. Because he's black. What do you mean by that? And when the baby's misbehaving, my baby hadn't done nothing wrong. My baby never hurt nobody. It's not true. You know what they do. I am very happy that a teacher can help me to discipline my child when I'm not there. I've never resisted a teacher's discipline. And I pray that they will do it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What about the blacks who stand at the teller, and when they see blacks, they rather serve the white? Sometimes we do it to ourselves even more. Listen, the ideology is there, but you can behave right. Yeah. You can be chosen for the interview. Don't be somebody who's color. And don't be somebody who's also wealth conscious. That is what makes us borrow. Yeah. We are so conscious. This person has been here for this number of years, driving this car. I must drive this car. Why? Why do you compare? Bible says they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. Are not wise. I've been here for 10 years. 10 years? Have you not heard even the aged are not always wise? 10 years, just cut according to your size. Humility. Children, what is put on them? This is what is in the house is what I eat. They don't go grabbing at what is in the bank and what is in places. You are the one who does that. What I have is my pocket is what I'm going to spend. If that gives me a used car, so be it. The day I can buy a new car, you see me driving in sporting, clean, sleek car. Yeah. Convertible by the grace of God. But I can't afford it now. Used car, a car is valueless. It's just a box that transports you from one place to another. New car can do it. Old car can do it. But new car, how can you? Our pride is so much that we go, we have 5,000, 6,000 to buy a used car that runs well. Then we go and buy 40,000 car. New. And then we come. I used to be $5,000 rich. Now I've gone and put 5,000 down and taken a 40,000 car. And I'm driving it. And everybody's clapping, hailing me. Wow. Wow. Telling everybody, I've got a new car. No, you've got a new debt of $35,000. You just became poorer by $35,000. You used to be rich by $5,000. You made yourself poor by $35,000. You are a fool if you do that. I mean, not you, but those people outside there. Give me that scripture. The Bible says your behavior tells everybody your wisdom has failed you. Find it for me. Now, I would have a little, I would not even be too, whatever, if it was, but a car is valueless. A car has no value. It's a liability. Something that when you drive from the car park and you enter your home, it drops by value by $10,000. You just burn $10,000 by driving it. Just setting it, $10,000 is gone. Nobody should do that if you're in your right senses. I'm sorry, I mean, if you're humble. If you're humble. None of the children has ever said, I need a new car. When it's time, you get a new car. Without debt. Now, you are sitting in a 35,000 car. But when somebody shows you the place and you get lost, you start grumbling because you can't buy gas. Nice car. But no money. You can't buy gas. When I sat in somebody's new car, picked me up at the airport, and then they got lost. Ladies and gentlemen, the man grumbled and grumbled. He had bought a car. He was owing about 45,000 on the car. I said, look at you. You should have brought me with 5,000 so I can get lost 35 times. It would not be a problem. You're not humble. Bring that scripture. Wisdom filleth. Let me say, you're all here, please. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 3. Please bring it up. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse number 3. Ladies and gentlemen, it is humility. It's pride. That pride leads to owing. You see, you want to live a life that you actually are not qualified for. It's pride. Like Lucifer, I will arise. I will sit on the sides of the north. I'm coming to, I will be a star. I'll be with the stars. Say, yea, also, when he that is a fool walks by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he says to everyone that he's a fool. You see? Well, you're coming. You're telling everybody, clap for me, I'm a fool. Clap for me. Oh, why should we clap for you? I'm not saying it. It's the Bible that said it. Clap for the Bible. Clap for the Bible. But let me tell you something. If you take this wisdom from the Bible, I'm telling you, you'll be, I never, as a physician, I never bought a new car for a long time. I stayed in America from 1999. I bought, look, I've got tickets. I bought a $1,500 car. Somebody gave me a gift of a car. No, I will not. And was advised. I saved money and saved and saved for 5 years after, 6 years plus, 11 years before. I can be humble. I don't care what you say about my car. If you don't sit inside, then take an Uber. It's my car. It's my car. Oh, no. Tell somebody, it's my car. But what some people say is their car is for the bank. Yeah, it's for the bank. You can't even get your own insurance. You have to be, somebody has to tell you what insurance to put on. You don't have the title. You have what you call a lien. You are leaning on the bank. When the bank removes, you are in trouble. It's pride. If you're a child, whatever you give them, they eat. Whatever is available, they take. Whatever clothes you put, sometimes we put clothes in them that are even bigger than, and they wear it like that. Shoes, they have to grow into the shoes. And then they are going, that's a child. That's what I can afford. That's what you wear. And they are happy. And they grow well. Nobody comes to ask them, you owe something. They don't get red paper, pink paper. Well, why do you need it? If you get a pink paper, you're doing something. You are not humble. Yeah. Anyone you owe, you are not humble. You are living a life that is not you. You are living a borrowed life. Yeah. Anyone who owes, you live a borrowed life. It's not real. It's a facade. You are showing everybody. Look at my nice car. No, look at my debt. Look at my debt. Look, the people are coming. Every man, they are coming after me. The bank can take it if I get sick. If I can't pay, they will take it away. Hey, prepare your car. I may be needing a ride very soon. Is that how you want to live? Yeah, I have to work extra hours because I don't even know. I can't even clean my car. I can't clean it. I don't have time to go to wash my car. I don't have time to spend with my children because of this. It's pride. It's pride. You may not like it, but you take the issue with God. Amen. People don't like the truth, though. Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's why you're not free. That's why you're not free. The day you like the truth, you'll be free. The greatest way to go from deception, be free from deception, is the love of the truth. It's the love of the truth. Humility. Humility will make you rich. Humility will make you rich. Hallelujah. Humility will make you rich. Have I said something wrong? We are so a bit quiet today. I love you. Tell somebody, Pastor loves you. Pastor is helping you. Just be quiet and accept it. Tell somebody, be a child. Be humble like a child. Be humble like a child. 10 minutes more. You will all own your own cars in Jesus' name. Amen. You will own your own houses in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a matter of time. You know, let me show you a scripture. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20 and 22. Proverbs chapter 28. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. You may easily steal, may do the wrong thing. And then, to have respect of persons is not good. Yeah, you look at this person, this car, look at this person, then suddenly you are changed. It's not good. For a piece of bread that a man will transgress, you do the wrong thing. Yeah, because you have respect of it, you do the wrong thing. You borrow when you don't have to borrow. You take a car that you can't afford, a house that you can't afford. Then the next one is even nicer, 22. He that hasteneth to be rich has an evil eye, is proud, and does not even consider that poverty rather shall come upon him. Rather, you become poor. You thought everybody sees you as rich, but inside you are very poor. That's why they are poor. Pride. They were not originally poor. It's pride that has brought them low. Don't tell anybody. Tell somebody, don't tell anybody. Pride, Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Designer shirts. This is Kirkland. Can I show it to you? And when you bought by the designer, and then you are buying design, you bought what? What are the names? What? Amani, Michael Boyd. Okay. Michael Boyd, all this. Okay, fine. Michael Kors. Okay. Calvin Klein, Michael Kors. It's hidden here. It's hidden. It's hidden. Nobody sees it. They see white. Even my white is whiter than yours. But it's from Costco, Kirkland. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I save. That's why I can give you a tip. I can buy gas for you. That's why. Not that you are poor. You are proud. You are not poor. Just proud. Pee-pee, but a big difference. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You are not poor. You are not poor at all. Your income, you are not a poor person at all. You're just proud. Yeah, you're actually one of the richest in the church. That's why you can't pay your tithe. Yeah, because of that, a man will transgress. Because that's why you're poor. Yeah. No, you're not poor. You're proud. Tell somebody, you're not poor. You're still P. You change to H. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hey, don't write a memo to me after. It's in the word. When you're humble like your child, you do not cover your natural weaknesses by impressions and facades. That's why we borrow. A child will come as it is. Mama, mama, I pooped. And then you are changed. Some people, privacy, quietness, they don't, intensely private, they don't want you to know anything. How about, and then people walk, husband and wife, wearing same color, but they were fighting World War VII in the car. They fought World War III, IV, V, VI. They were on the seventh one day when they got to church. They are going inside to continue eight, but they hold hand in hand. It's pride. You don't want anybody kissing each other in public. It's what we call it, external show of affection or public display. It's called PDA, public display of affection. It's a sign of pride. If you have an issue, talk. Come to the pastor. We are going to do what we call intimate counseling. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You watch it. The proud people will never come. You watch it. I say you watch it. The Bible has already located you. Yeah. No, we are going to do intimate counseling. Because the issues that people bring, I realize, no, we have to set up something. Yeah. So I'm going to be available. Your shepherds will tell you, they'll make a general. Oh, anybody who wants to go first, but we're going to come, we'll just ask, what do you want to talk about? You see the answers that will come. People will talk about elephants that never existed in their homes. The elephant will be standing there, but they will be talking about little things until the time is over. Mm-hmm. It's pride. It's pride. It's pride. I'm okay. I'm well. It is well with me. Okay. Insecurities and these things. See, all these things that make you don't want anybody to see that I've been to America for all these years. Why should I still be driving an old car? Then not only do you drive an old car, the new car you bought, you sold the old car, they take it away. Now you start walking. Yeah, you start walking. Only because you didn't want anybody to see a weakness. A weakness is not a sign of death. It just means there's need treatment. Yeah. Weakness does not necessarily mean anything. Humble people look weak anyway. Real humble people, they look weak. It's not my looks that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. You can't define me by my Michael Boyd, Michael Kors, whatever. Or by my car. If your car is what defines you, you are very insecure. You are really insecure. And you are really proud. Yeah. If I don't have a car, I don't have a car. Look, I don't have a car. Many people are telling me I should buy a new car because my son needs a car. I thought, look, if you want to buy for my son, it's okay. No. I won't buy a car for my son. I will not. Let him learn how not to have a car. How to take Uber. How to beg for a ride. Let him learn. Otherwise, he will go thinking he's a doctor. I am the doctor, not him. And he will never become one. Out of pride. Some of the children, they are thinking they have the salary their parents have. They will never work. That's why they don't work hard at school. No. When he's mature enough, he will get a car. And of course, you'll get an old car. Clap for the Lord Jesus. If you think I'm weak, that's fine. I'm exposing my weakness. Fine. It's humility. A lot of things have been said that will deliver you if you're humble.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
When Adam and Eve, in Genesis chapter 3, God came. Said, Adam, where are you? They were hiding their weakness. They covered themselves. They hid themselves with leaves. Don't want anybody to see you are naked. But you are naked. Bible says, they say, well, we are rich. We are this. But you do not know that you are naked and you are poor and you are wretched. In the book of Revelation. Yeah, it says, come to me. Look, all this facade, this is... Immediately Satan came. This is what started. People started in pride to hide. Hide from God. Hide from the realities. Hide from the truth. Hide from who you really are. Sit in a big house so that people will say you are rich, but you're poor. It is changing through humility in Jesus' name. You are becoming richer in Jesus' name. Most rich people, they count the coins. They count the little things. When you are humble like a child, you are trusting and believing. I'm going to list them because no time. When you are humble like a child, you are not conscious of people's living circumstances. I can go anywhere. It's okay. I can sleep anywhere. Oh, the camp is taking place. Ah, this nasty place. Nah, it's okay. Yeah. Paul said, I am able to be abased and to abound. In all things I've been taught, I've learned to be abased and to abound. Yes. Can do all things. When you're humble like a child, you do not answer back or challenge or argue. Most arguments have led to divorces and firings. Proverbs 13:10 said, only by pride cometh contentions or arguments. Only, there's no other explanation, pride. Number 11, when you're humble like a child, you embrace new things, new adventure. Number 12, when you're humble like a child, you allow yourself to be cared for, to be taken care of. Children, they allow themselves to be taken care of. There are some people, if you dare say, oh, you know, I'm traveling. You have seen you walk, you know, traveling. I want somebody to give my car. Can I give you? They may insult you. No, pride. Pride. Yeah. Have I told you I need a car? Yeah. One lady was traveling like that and we tried to give money. Have I told you I need money? Meanwhile, we knew. I told you, it's pride. Allow yourself to be cared for. Yeah. Allow yourself to be cared for. I think you need a new deodorant. Hey, what do you mean? What do you mean? It will be a last day you talk to the person. But a child will be okay. Can somebody tell you that, I think you need a new deodorant? Or you need a Tic Tac? Only humble people. That's why children are taught how to brush their teeth. But you, nobody has taught you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's why you are still failing interviews. You don't get jobs. Because the children, they can be taught how to respond. You can be helped. Can I tell you that the way you dress, sometimes that's the reason why you fail interviews. Yeah, the way you talk. No. But they can receive care, children. I can tell the little ones, this. There's a mother, I told her, I think your child, I'll bring your child a deodorant. The mother said, okay. But I asked myself, if I said I'll bring you deodorant, what would have happened? Amen. When you are humble like a child, you are soft and bendable. Malleable. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 17. Write it down. Write it, put it down. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 17. The Bible calls the guy called Nabal. And the Bible says, now therefore know and consider what you will do, for evil is determined against our master Nabal and against all his household. For he's such a son of Belial that no man can speak to him. When nobody can speak to you, you're proud and you're called the son of Belial means worthlessness. You will end up worthless. Something is about to affect you. Nobody can tell you. This man, his whole household was going to be wiped out, but nobody could warn him. They went to warn the wife, Abigail, wise countenance, wise and good countenance. She took steps, but this man suffered. He died. He got stroke and died. Coming to wipe, worthless. Anybody that cannot be spoken to, you are becoming like a son of Belial. Nobody can talk to you. Children, we can talk to them. Look, my father, he used to stand us down for 2 hours talking. He used to tell me, girls, when you have your job and this, you can have it all. Of course, an unbeliever then. She said, no, I shouldn't go for it. Talk. We call the meetings. Now receive. Can you be talked to? Can Brother Michael call you and say, you know, I think I need to talk to you about your child. Hey, somebody was said, I want to talk to you about your child. That was it. How dare you? Who empowered you? Are you this? Are you that? That's why your child is like that. Mercy. Look, time will not allow us. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. There's too much. Buy that book called Formula for Humility. Everything I'm saying is in there. Where is it? You see, down. It's humble. Tell somebody, Formula for Humility. You need that formula. Tell somebody, I need that formula. Don't tell the person you need. Tell somebody, turn to somebody and say, I need that formula. If they are not saying it, it means that anybody who doesn't say it, you really need it. I'll say it again. Anybody who didn't say it, you really have to come and buy it immediately. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Woo, it's a nice message, I know. Only you may not like it. Tell the Lord, help me to do it myself. Help me to do it myself. Help me to do it myself. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your help. In Jesus' name.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Be blessed. Singing praises, I love you.